Hallelujah. Our hope is Yahweh. And tonight, Yahweh will bring hope to somebody in Jesus' name. Well, the hour has come for the Son of God to be glorified in our midst. And anytime God wants to glorify himself, he uses a man. The Bible says by a prophet, God delivered Israel from Egypt. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. In this 3-day celebration convention, you have a cause to celebrate. And I'm so excited, and I guess you're also excited, because we have in our midst one of God's choicest servants in our time. This man of God has been a Christian for so many years and has walked with the Lord for so many years. And the best part of it is that he has also walked with our father, the presiding bishop, even before you became a Christian. So tonight, we have a father in the house. He is one of the founding fathers of this great movement that God has given to us. And we are all products. Amen. And I trust that as he's here, as a father to his children, like Paul said, I long to see you that I may impart unto you spiritual gifts so that you'll be established. I believe that his presence here is going to bring a lot of establishment to our lives. Amen. He's a lawyer by profession. Amen. But he's put all down and has been serving the Lord. Amen. I got to know him many years ago. We used to be students in Kumasi when the church started. And he used to come and visit us, preach to us. Little did I know that I would be in Koforidua and he also come and visit me. Bishop Saki's contribution to my personal life has been very tremendous. And Bishop Saki, I want to say that we love you. We appreciate you as a gift to us. And we know that our lives will never be the same. Hallelujah. Amen. Without wasting much time, I want us to, with a Jesus joy, welcome to the pulpit our father, Bishop Yee A. T. Saki. O God, Most High, Almighty King, the champion of heaven, Lord of everything. You fought, you won, that Lord is King.
Standing on your victory, we say. Broken chain that held the captive soul. You have broken chain and used them on your foes. All your enemies around, they broken the chain, Jesus, you have broken the chain, Jesus, you have broken the chain, Jesus, you have broken the chain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we excited to be here? Amen. Are you blessed to be here? Well, I'm also very, very happy to be here. Amen. This Wednesday night, amen, the first day of our celebration convention, amen, I want to thank Bishop Yale for such a blessing to have invited me. I don't take any invitation for granted. Amen. It's a great privilege and an honor that we would come to church, and it's a privilege that you'll be invited to come and share the word of the Lord. Amen. Please sit down for a minute. Hallelujah. So I'm very grateful to God for this awesome privilege. Amen. Awesome privilege of being here in Koforidua Church. The last time I was here was about 3 years or 4 years, 3 years ago. Right, about 3 years ago. And I'm grateful to God for his blessing. Amen. The church looks very new all the time. Things have been maintained beautifully. Amen. This is one of the tourist attractions in Koforidua, isn't it? Anybody who comes to this city must pass by and see this fantastic cathedral. Hallelujah. With an anointed man of God sitting right here. Amen. And I'm very, very happy that I came. Bishop Yale, you know, I get a lot of invitations, but when Bishop Yale invites me, my secretary put pressure on me because she likes him so much. I said, Bishop, you have to go. The pressure, I said, Rosemary, I'll go. I said, please, give a date. I said, why are you putting pressure on me so much? I wonder what the reason is. I don't know whether because both of them are doctors or whatever, but she has a special liking for Bishop Yale. I said, you must go by all means. You know, actually, pesters me terribly, so I had to oblige and come. Amen. So I'm very happy, and thank God for our lady pastor, our first lady of Eastern Region, first lady. Amen. Hallelujah. Who makes Bishop Yale's life colorful? She has a lot of color in her life. Amen. And when Bishop Yale is quiet, she will speak. So she brings a lot of color into his life. It's a blessing. You must always, may God give you a wife who compliments you. Not a wife who competes with you. Not a wife who, compliment, stand with you and support you. It's a blessing. Because some wives are dangerous. I tell you, the pastor, the beast. The beauty and the beast. What a shock. Are you there or gone home? You'll not marry a beast in Jesus' name. I didn't hear your amen well. Amen. So I am excited to be the friend of our first lady as well. And it's a joy that we are here to celebrate with everybody here and all the wonderful pastors. Amen. One of my early converts, Reverend Christian Quason Adu. Amen. One of my early, when I used to preach in secondary schools, he's one of those who gave his life to Christ way back 1986, preaching in Winneba Secondary School. That's when he gave his life to Christ. And I'm glad for what God is doing. Amen. And all the wonderful sons and daughters that we see here. And Reverend play as well. I was preaching at the dawn broadcast in the streets. And he came out after a hangover. You know what a hangover is? You get drunk and then you are recovering for the following morning. You don't know where you are. Coming out, standing, brushing his teeth on a corridor. And he decided to come to church the following day. And from that day, he has never turned his back on Christ. Amen. And I thank God for his life. Hallelujah. Amen. And all the wonderful pastors, can introduce all of them. Amen. It's a blessing to see. I like your orange bow tie. It's too fantastic. One of the most brilliant students in his day. Why don't you stand and give the church away? Wow. One of the most brilliant students from Anakazo Bible School. One of the children that we are so proud of. Amen. And it's a blessing. I see Pastor Andrews Ayomi also here. He used to work in my office at the Kodesh. And he said he'd be a missionary instead of staying in my office. Maybe I was not looking after him well, so he decided to abandon me. But it's a blessing. Amen. And for all of you, I want to thank God for your lives. Hallelujah. So many men of God, and I can see men of God sitting here. Amen. I came with some of my Bible student sons. Can you stand and give church a wave? Yeah. You know Ken, isn't it? Ken is from here. And now he's with me at the Kadesh. When he finishes school, he has to choose who will serve. What a shock. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Right. I want to go. Tonight, I'm going to share with you. I'm going to teach you. Is it all right to teach? Do you love teaching? I said, do you love teaching? You know, I sense that, you know, Koforidua, from Koforidua to Accra is not far, isn't it? Bishop Yale comes all the time, comes for services, be there, no, he just arrives, come in there and so on. And I sense that one of these days, presiding bishop will be coming here for just one visit. One visit that will change your life forever. I seem to sense it. I said, I seem to sense it. One Sunday evening, he will just drive up here. Is it exciting? Father, may it come to pass in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pull all the strings I have. Amen. I'm going to try very hard. But it's not hard to get the bishop to come anyway. He loves to come. And I'm going to ask him that his sons in this region are crying for one visit. Longing for one impartation service. Hallelujah. And I believe he will come. Amen. One fine evening, you hear that he has arrived in town. How would you feel about it? It's going to be real. Amen. So get yourselves ready. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is going to bless us. But it's a joy that we celebrated his birthday. Bible says, the elders that rule well among you are worthy of double honors. If you find an elder that rule well, not just maybe simply sit down, not just an elder, but an elder that rules well is worthy of double honor. Amen. Worthy of what? An elder that, not every leader rules well. At least you can see some of the secular leaders we have. If the way they rule, you can see that they don't deserve even their salary. What a shock. One day we employed a brother, and then at the end of the month, we paid him. He broke his salary. I said, no, I don't deserve my salary because I didn't work. I said, he's a very honest brother. What do you think about that? He said, no. He can't take his salary because he hasn't worked well. So that's the first time I've seen somebody return his salary for not working well. I think some of the leaders we have around must return their salaries. But bless God for the Father God has given us. Amen. Worthy of double honor. And we as a church and a people must honor such great men and such a great gift God has blessed us with. Did you say amen to that? And in Acts chapter 28, the Bible says that when Paul and the people went to the place, and these barbarians who didn't know God and all that, they saw that he was a man of God. The Bible said they honored us with many honors. So that's what we call double honor. We also have many honors. Amen. So you must learn to honor people who deserve to be honored. The screen man is very fast. That's very good. The man, the computer, is able to put the scriptures up. You make preaching easy and sweet. Amen. Who also honored us with many honors. So we have double honor and we have many honors. When you find an anointed man of God, you know, Paul had been there. Bible says that they thought a snake came to hang on his hands and shook the snake into the fire, and then went on and he healed somebody, and all the people were sick. Ha, is that you? Fantastic. Ima, good to see you. Wow, nice school prefect in his day. You still look like a prefect. That's how he's always dressed. Handsome. Amen. All right. Anyway, so Bible says that after so many were healed and so on, the people realized that Paul was, they even thought that Paul was a god, because he didn't die with a snake bite, but rather shook the beast into the fire, and then he healed them. And Bible says that because of who he was, they honored us with many honors, and they laded us with such things as were necessary. So I'm saying to all of us here that in our ministry, in our church, we must learn to honor the gift of God with double honor and many honors. Not only on his birthday, but all the time, there must be many honors. Amen. Are you there? Have gone home? And also, your pastor must be special to you. Can I have a loud amen? Well, I'm going to share with you today, you know, as I was coming here, one of the things that God was pressing on my spirit is that fact that the days of smallness is over. Somebody should have shouted amen. The days of smallness, small things, small church, small fellowship, small car, small things. The days of smallness are over. Do you believe it? God is going to take us to a season of enlargement. Am I talking to anybody here? Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and tell him or her, the days of smallness are over. Amen. Some of us, in the name of frugality, we stay with smallness. Are you there? Go home. In the name of what? Frugality. So I'm very frugal and so on, but you small things. Then you go to restaurant, when you eat small, the small milk in your pocket, small sugar. You know, our mothers, when they go for funerals, now, watch it cheer. It's a chicken, crash, you know what I'm saying? Hey, well, that's what time, All those days, it's a sign of smallness. 2 cubes of sugar too, don't let it go. No, watch it, that's your handkerchief, that's your kutokum. The days of smallness are over. Say amen. Some people are professionals, are giving offering 1 city and 2 cities. What a shock. You are, the day you give 10 cities, that day it's good. The rain, the storms and thunderstorms, lightnings and earthquakes, because you gave 10 cities. You will set your pocket out when you're coming to church. You actually stop and change the 1 city and 2 cities so that you can give offering. But those days are over from now in Jesus' name. Am I preaching to anybody here? I'm telling you something. The days of smallness are over. Do you believe it? Is that a good message? Amen. Are you here? The days of smallness. Some of you are starting to build, and many of you are going to start building soon. Do you believe it? But when you build, don't build a small bedroom. Let your bedroom be big. Yesterday, I entered somebody's bedroom, so it's almost like a half stadium. I said, wow. So if your bedroom is only your bed fits the bedroom, when you get out of your bed, you're outside. What a shock. Are you still here? I've gone home. The days of smallness are over. Hey, is that you? Wow, man of God, nice to see you. I said, I wasn't sure. What a blessing. How come you're here? This man, stand up, let him see you. This man, he's a follower. If you want to find a follower, a hard follower, he's a kind of a hard follower. He follows Bishop like something. He follows him so much that he even make the sons of the house look like houseboys. What a shock. Almost every message Bishop has preached, he has it. Every camp he has. He has camp. Recently he had a camp. A hard followers camp. Every message that Bishop has preached, he preaches in his church. Bishop Adi talks about him so much. Such a son. It's a blessing. I said it's a blessing. Amen. And I thank God for his life. Amen. He invited me a number of times, but I said, if Bishop Adi has been there, I don't have to come. Because Adi, you know, he preaches very well, isn't it? Just I preach better than him. Don't worry. Let's stay here. Are you still here? I've gone home. I said the days of smallness are over. Shout your loudest amen. Hallelujah. Some of you are used to small car. This day and age, you still want to buy Beetle. Do you know what a Beetle is? What a shock. Tefle. What a shock. God is going to bless you. And God is going to bless you. You must change your mentality. Amen. Psalm 112 and verse number 1. Psalm 112 verse number 1. Have you located it? You didn't bring your Bible, at least it's on the screen. Okay, let's all read verse 1 and 2 together. Ready to go. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Verse number 2. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Say amen. Let's all read verse 2 together loud and clear. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright. Amen. You know, God is talking about a mighty seed. Amen. And today I'm talking about you are a mighty seed. Lift your hand and say, I'm a mighty seed. I didn't hear you. Say like your voice is yours. And you know, because you're a mighty seed, I can tell you that you shall be, the Bible says that you shall be great. Amen. The seed, verse 2 again, his seed shall be mighty, 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 hallelujah, upon this earth. Amen. Now, the blessing of this life is that God has given all of us an amazing father in ministry. Am I talking to anybody here? God has given us an amazing father in ministry who has fathered us, cared for us, nurtured us, fed us, directed us. We are a seed of a righteous man. Am I talking to anybody here? We are seeds of a righteous man. But we are not just ordinary seed. The Bible says that this righteous man, his seed shall be mighty. Amen. His seed shall be what? I didn't hear you. His seed shall be what? Now you see, the blessing, you know, this, I keep on remembering how Gladys Chapel International started. Years back in Kolebu, when the bishop gathered a few students, he was Brother Doug at that time. And when he gathered the students, and we all wondered, I mean, like, what's going to happen? A few for 7 students, 15, and moving on to 25, and all that. And you wonder, what is going on? You know, the Bible says, the seed of the righteous shall be mighty. Nobody could tell where the church was going. And nobody, see, people know your past, they know your present. But nobody knows your future. Your future is in the hands of Almighty God. Am I talking to anybody here? Those who know your past may say that you are not going anywhere. Because when they see the family you come from, when they see the mistakes you have done in the past, when they see all the your shortcomings, they feel that you are not going anywhere. Those who know your present, they look at where you live now. They look at how you struggle with a few people in one small bedroom. They look at all your situation and say, oh, there's no hope for you. But only God can determine your future. Your future. Nobody knows anybody's future. Hold your neighbor shoulder and shake him and say, you don't know my future. Tell him, I'm glad my future is not in your hands. Hallelujah. Am I talking to anybody here? I'm telling everybody sitting here, your future is brighter than you can ever imagine. I'm a minister of hope, and I came to speak hope into every life. I don't know what condition you find yourself here today. I don't know what difficulties you have struggled through, but I declare to you today, your future is brighter than you've ever imagined. Let those who believe shout amen. I speak into your ministry. I speak into your church. I speak into your business, your finances. I see brightness all around you in the name of Jesus. Say, preach, Bishop, preach. I'm preaching. I'm preaching like a dog chasing a rabbit. I'm preaching like a house on fire. Are you still here? Are you still here? I don't care where you have been. I don't care what has happened in your life in the past. I am not speaking into your future. Am I talking to anybody here? I don't know what struggles you have had up until now. But today and in this convention, we are breaking every chain and every limitation. You will not be limited anymore. Any voice of the devil that has whispered and said, your church will never grow beyond 200. Your ministry will not go beyond this point. We pull down that wall. We push down that limitation. In the name of Jesus, you will see what you have never seen before. Your future is brighter than you've ever imagined. Come on, shout amen. Some of you, you're supposed to, it has been determined, as it were, that your salary is going to be, you're never going to earn anything about 300 Ghana cedis. That is the maximum. But today, I push down that limitation. I push down that wall. In the name of Jesus. Some of you think determined. They say that you always sit in trotro. But some of you are going to break that rail. You're going to drive your own car. Let us who believe shout amen. Are you still here? Am I preaching to you here? The days of smallness are over. The days of smallness are over. The days of small church, the days of small fellow, they are over in Jesus' name. May you enter your season of multiplication. You are entering a new season now. God brought you here to announce. I came here to make an announcement. Are you still here? I didn't come to preach. I came to make an announcement. I announced the powers of darkness. I announce the principalities. Watch the children of God. Watch the people of God. They're coming out of smallness. They're coming out of smallness. In Jesus' name. You are going to break every record in the name of Jesus. You are going to see salvations. You are going to see increase. You are going to see healings. You are going to see multiplication. You are going to see the power of God. Receive it in Jesus' name. The sea shall be mighty. Say, I'm a mighty seed. Shout it out again. One more time. One more time. Give the Lord a shout. Am I preaching? Am I preaching? The seed of the righteous shall be mighty. It shall be mighty. It shall be mighty. Every city, every town, every village, you are going to have mighty ministries. Mighty ministries. Mighty seeds are there. Mighty seeds are there. Some of you, are telling you, your family, you are going to rise up. You are going to shine and shine and shine. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said I came to make an announcement. I came to make a pronouncement. Am I speaking to anybody here? Oh, yes, 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 yes. When Bishop Yale stopped practicing as a doctor, people thought that what a mistake. They didn't know that somehow God was redefining his life, redefining his future. I see greatness coming upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The path of the righteous shall shine brighter and brighter. Your way shall shine brighter and brighter. Greatness is written on your face. Receive the seed of greatness now. Receive it now. Receive it now. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Let me show you one scripture. Don't stand too much. Otherwise, you stand to the service. Look at a scripture. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 24. Genesis 24. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you still here? Thank you, Lord. You know, this is the story of Rebecca. When she got married and she was taken by this is Eliezer, Abraham's servant, who had come to find a wife for Isaac. And so the long and short of the story is that he found Rebecca and decided to take Rebecca to be a wife to Isaac. Now the thing that was said to Rebecca is a pronouncement I make over your life today. Verse 60. And they blessed Rebecca. I bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. I said, I bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. What was the blessing? They blessed Rebecca and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Thou art our sister. Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother. You are going to become a mother of thousands. You are going to be a father of thousands. Thou art my brother. Hallelujah. Am I talking to you here? Thou art my brother. Be thou a father of a thousand. Be thou a father of a thousand. A father of hundreds. Receive it in Jesus' name. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. I speak to everybody here today. You are my sister. You are my brother. Be thou a mother. Be thou a father of thousands of millions. Of thousands of millions. Receive it in Jesus' name. Are you there? And he said, and let thy seed, possess the gates of them which hate them. What a word. What a way. You know, they bless Rebecca and say, you Rebecca, you are our sister. You are going to become a mother of thousands of millions. And then your seed, you see, your seed is what comes out of you. Whether they are children, whether it's your business, anything that comes out of you is your seed. Your church, your children, the work of your hands is the seed that comes out of you. Am I talking to anybody here? And he says that you shall become a mother. You shall become a mother. I speak it to everybody here. Become a father and become a mother. In the name of Jesus. May
you bring forth some, a father song who brings things into, may you bring forth new things into this world. Some of you are going to become pastors of mega churches. No more smallness. No more smallness. No more where two or three have gathered. That one is for husband, wife, and children. When you meet, the place will be full. When they go, they will bring others. I prophesy to your ministry in the name of Jesus. You see increase that you have never seen before. You will see it. You will see it. You will see it. You will see it. Your finances will change after the convention. I'm declaring to you, your finances will change. Can you receive it? Can you receive it? You will not be living a life of a beggar anymore. You will not spend your life begging for things. May God be the supplier of every need in your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And let your seed possess the gates of those which hate them. Can you see that? Let your seed possess the gates of those who hate them. Those who didn't like you, they will start liking you. I'm telling you. They either like you or they are transferred. They are replaced. Am I talking to you here? I don't know why you are standing. I didn't ask you to stand. Sit down. Let me continue preaching. Are you there? Your seed. You see, some people didn't like, some people didn't like Bishop Dagwood Mills. When he started the church and the church was coming up, and so some people didn't like him. Who is this guy? He's too known. Look at this lighthouse. He's too known. Into some of them, when they travel abroad, they realize that there's no other church but Lighthouse. Before they realize, they have joined the church. I know many people. One day I met a certain brother in one of our churches. He had become a pastor. I said, you used to be in Kolebu. You used to be a doctor in Kolebu. You didn't like the church at all. How did you join the church? He said, when I came to America, I wanted to go. There was no church I could enjoy. So someone invited me to Lighthouse, and I liked the church. You possess the gates of your enemies. We possess the gates of our enemies. They will have no option than to become part of what is going on. Come on, shout amen. I'm preaching. I said, your enemies will not have any choice. They'll have no option. They'll just join. Today, people are identifying themselves. Oh, I know Doug. They'll say, I know that doctor in Cofrodia. They'll say, I know that man in Esamankase. They'll say, I know you, Kontafo. Is it Tafo? Yeah, they'll be, because you see, when you were nothing, they despised you. But you're not going to stay nothing forever. I'm preaching. I heard I'm preaching. You may look down on us. You may look down on us. But we are on our way somewhere. Tell your neighbor, I'm on my way somewhere. Hold a shoulder and shake him and tell him, I'm on my way somewhere. I'm on my way. Somebody is sleeping here. What a shock. Shake me and say, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Do you believe it? Watch out. Champions are coming out. Champions are coming out. Champions are rising up. Right from here. Champions are rising up. Champions are rising up. May you be a spiritual giant. A champion. In the name of Jesus. I'm preaching. You don't remain small forever. Your days of smallness are over. Your days of smallness are over. Your days of smallness are over. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? What a word. What a word. Am I talking to anybody here? Are you a seed of Bishop Dagwood Mills? Do you have a good father? Do you have an anointed father? The seed of the righteous shall be mighty. You are a mighty seed. You are a mighty sea. You are a mighty sea. I'm telling you, your family, they will see the light of God on your life. Let me continue preaching. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. What a word. Look at another scripture. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Koramashik Bahatosi. Zendiribo kabandirimoshi. Vakita kumba lisa batikosita. Varondi kibahataya. Vrakota rinka masu brekifati. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 22. Genesis 22. Verse 17. Look at God's word. That in blessing, I will bless thee. And in multiplying, may you be multiplied in Jesus' name. He said, I will multiply thy seed at the stars of the heaven and at the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Clap your hands for the Lord. In blessing, I will bless you. And in multiplying, I will multiply your seed. I will multiply. Nobody ever dreamt that today would have 3,000 churches in 81 different countries. Nobody ever thought. When the church was starting in Kolebu with a few nursing students, people got up and said, this church should be closed down. It can't work. Who are these students disturbing us and so on? We're 20, 30 at that time. They wanted to crush us. They wanted to finish us. They organized letters. They went to see authorities. Close this church down. Close this church down. We don't want this church here. I always thank God for the principal of school of hygiene in Kolebu in those days. The old man, I've forgotten his name. When the medical students went to see him, and they said, this chair that meets in your premises, close it down. Because we came here to learn, not for church. Close it down. The old man said, he said that in Ghana, in every school, there's a church. And as long as I'm the principal of this school, there'll be a church here. As long as I am the principal, there will be a church here. He's a good man. May God bless him wherever he is. And he said, I'm not going to close down this church. You see, those times we were little, we were so feeble that anybody could destroy it. Are you there? Am I talking to anybody here? But somehow, the child grew. Amen. I'm going to talk to you about how the enemy tried to destroy children. Little things. Later on. Tonight, I want to preach for a long time. Don't worry, I won't preach for now. I'm going to end it. I'm going to end by 1 o'clock. Okay, let's go on. Are you still here? And are you still here? No. The man said, I'm not going to close it down. Sorry. As long as I'm the principal, there will be a church here. And the church grew. And it grew. And it grew. And it grew. Because he said that, I will multiply your seed. I will multiply your seed. Amen. In multiplying, I will multiply your seed. Amen. Some of you are going to become pastors and lady pastors. Your children shall serve God. No child of yours will become gay or homosexual. Your children will serve God all the days of their life. Your seed shall be mighty. Shout amen. Now let me show you one more scripture, and then we'll be wrapping up tonight. What a shock. I don't preach long these days. Amen. Look at Numbers chapter 24. Numbers 24. I'm preaching. Are you enjoying this message? Am I talking to a mighty seed here? Is there any mighty seed who can hear the word of God today? Hallelujah. Right. Numbers chapter 24. The Bible says, speaking about this man who was supposed to go and curse the people of Israel. Verse 3. Balaam was supposed to go and curse the people of Israel. No curse will ever prevail in your life. Anybody who has ever been cursed, today, I nullify that curse. I render that curse ineffective and inoperative. Any curse in any family, may you be exempted from that curse. Any curse of smallness, any curse of retrogression, any curse of early death, any curse of chronic sickness, by the power of God, I nullify that curse. I render that curse ineffective from today. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Now let me read. Balaam was supposed to go and curse them. Now let me start from 2. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel abiding in his tent according to their tribes. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up his... The man was supposed to go and curse them. He took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, may God open your eyes. He was going to curse them. But when his eyes were opened, look at what happened. Verse 4. He has said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. God is going to give you spiritual gifts in Jesus' name. Look at the word that he spoke concerning the people of Israel that he was supposed to curse. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob. And thy tabernacles, O Israel. As the valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as the trees of line aloes, which the Lord had planted, and as cedar trees beside the waters. Verse 7. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be many, shall be in many waters. Amen. And his seed shall be what? Shall be in. And his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him forth out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. He shall eat up the nations' enemies, and shall break their bones and pierce them through with his arrows. He couched, he laid down as a lion. I see a lion lying down here. And as a great lion, who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blessed thee, and cursed is he that cursed thee. Wow. I said, wow. Are you blessed about this? For this, the man spoke prophetic. He was supposed to curse them. But when he saw, said, my God, I've not seen people like this before. No curse will ever work in your life. Am I talking to anybody here? And you never said, he shall pour the water out of his buckets. Amen. And his seed shall be in many waters. That means that you have many branches. Your seed shall be in many waters. You shall have many branches. I said, you shall have many branches. I said, you shall have many branches. Do you believe it? His seed shall be in many waters. What a blessing. Your seed shall be in many waters. By the grace of God, keep traveling, see. By the grace of God, by the time you get there, there's a church waiting for you, because the seed is in many waters. Go to England, go to America, go to Kenya, go to Uganda, Zambia, Botswana, where else? Niger, Chad, Guyana, Fiji, Madagascar, Vanuatu, Tonga Island, not Tonga. I've heard the name before. It's an island, Tonga Island. I'm going there in a few weeks. We have a church there, Tonga Island, far away behind New Zealand, because his seed shall be in many waters. May that be your story in Jesus' name. Some of you have started businesses. You are going to have another business. You're going to have a third business. Your seed shall be in many waters. Say, I receive it. Those who shouted, your miracle is coming sooner than you can imagine. Amen. And verse 7, I like it. He shall pour the water out of his buckets. He shall pour the water what? Out of his buckets. The bucket is something small. Bucket size 32. You know, they used to go and fetch water. Size 34. You know, 34 is big, isn't it? 32 is easy to carry on your head. Or you can hold 32 here and there here. But 34 was big. You know, that's like 34. You see what I'm saying? Bucket has water, but not so much. But you see, Bible says, out of the buckets, he shall pour. He shall pour. He shall pour. Hallelujah. Look at it. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be. You see, when the water that came out of that little classroom in Kolebu had been, now can be found in many waters. Anybody associated with this anointing, may you be found in many waters in Jesus' name. Some of you, the enemy has tried to localize you, but it cannot be localized again. You travel where you want to travel and come back. Let those people shout amen. Nobody can localize you anymore. You want to go to China, you go and come. You want to go to America, you go and come. You will go wherever you want to go. Nobody can localize you in Jesus' name. Come on, shout your loudest amen. I see promotion coming on your life. I see promotion coming on your life. You will not be saying bye-bye to people at the airport. They'll be saying bye-bye to you also. And when you go, you will come back. And you go again and you will come back. May you be found in many waters in Jesus' name. Say, I receive it. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? I'm speaking into your life today. I'm speaking into your future today. I'm changing your destiny. Any evil arrangement on your life, we curse it and we cancel it. May your seed be found in many waters. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You may have started from a bucket, but you shall be found in many waters. A little bucket. I've seen churches start like nothing, like buckets. But you look at them, they become like many waters. That is how your life shall be. That's how your story shall be. You shall be found in many waters. Your children shall be blessed. What you could not do, your children will do it. I speak into the life of every parent here. May your children be blessed with great blessings. May they become great ministers. No child of yours will be wayward and stubborn. May your children serve God all the days of their life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your seed shall be found in many waters. Hallelujah. When my son in faraway India told me that he had started a church, I said, my God. He started First Love Church. My other son, also the first boy, also pastoring and preaching in faraway Ukraine. I read that God has blessed me. My seed is in many waters. You too, your seed shall be in many waters in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive it. I receive it. You will never have to go and look for your child in a nightclub. No, you should have shouted amen. you will never have to go for your child in the cinema hall. Your child will be serving God all the days of their life. Oh, I'm preaching. The convention is for your whole family. I said, for you and your family, you shall be blessed. You shall go higher. You shall go higher. Your children shall be blessed. As Bishop Dar's children are blessed, you too, your children shall be blessed. They shall be blessed. They shall be in many waters in Jesus' name. Not on dry grounds. Not on dry ground. Am I talking to anybody here? Two more verses and then I'm closing now. Can I have my iPad? What a word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are you here or gone home? I said, are you here or gone home? That is why the devil wants to attack your seed. The devil wants to attack your seed, but he will never work in Jesus' name. His operations will never work in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you there? The enemy's agenda is to attack the seed, because he knows that if I can destroy your seed, I've destroyed your future. Because your future is your seed. Your seed is your future. Amen. Your seed is your future. These, my sons here, they are my seed, my future. Amen. They are people that have stayed with me for a long time, and I keep on pouring myself into them. When I come, said, I called them, you guys come, sit in the car, let's go. Other pastors come, so you can't come. You pastors can't come. I want to bring this, my young children. Are you there? As they ask me questions, I talk to them. I'm pouring myself into them. Amen. I'm going to be, I'm growing. But I need to also have seed that I'm pouring myself into. I'm speaking to one minister today, and I asked him, he told me about the challenges as churches going through. So I asked him, do you have young people in your church? I said, what type? I said, young who want to become ministers, who want to serve, who want to become pastors. He said, no, I don't seem to have. I realized that is the problem. The problem is that the people why ministries die is because there are no seeds. Bless God for Bishop Dagwood Mills. Who said, listen, who said, I'm going to leave the elderly, the grown-ups, the mature, the rich, here in the Kodesh, and I'm going to pastor children. I'm going to pour myself into children. It is not that those older ones are not fruitful. They are good and bearing. The Bible says that in your old age you shall bear fruits. But he said that if I can pour myself into the young ones, people say lighthouse full of young people. That is our blessing. That is the grace of God on our ministry. We are proud about it and we are excited about it. I'm telling you, because these guys are my future. In the church, and the church that Bishop asked me to build, it's a big church. We roofed it. The church is 85 meters by 45 meters. That's the size of the church. Can you understand 85 by 45? 100 meters is how fast they come, the fastest run. That's how it is. Only 50 meters for it to be 100 meters. We just roofed it last week. Huge one. But you see, the grace and the blessing is not the big church that we are building, but it is these sons and daughters. That is, they are more precious than the one mega church you are building. Who is hearing what I'm saying tonight? Who is hearing what I'm saying? Bless God for, you see, because Bishop could have been at the beautiful cathedral at the Kodesh and stay there, and everybody will come and all the crowd will gather and you pray, but he realized that no, that is not the future of ministry. The future is to pour myself into others and multiply. That is why he said, Pastor Yale, you can go to Cofodia, and what I will do in Cofodia, I trust you enough to do it. Look what the Lord has done here in this city. Am I preaching to anybody here? That's why I said, Reverend Emmanuel, you can go to Suhum. I can't be there, but you can be there. build the church. Do it. That's why it's working. That's why I said, Reverend Addo, you see, you can go all the way to Odam. He was our first missionary ever in Africa, who was sent to Uganda. Amen. And go back, go to Odago and do, because I, Bishop, cannot be there. I don't have to have a huge, I must have many sons and daughters through whom mighty works can be done. Mighty works can be done. Am I talking to anybody here? I'm saying that, you see, for me, it is not that big cathedral that makes me feel good. But when I see these my sons who rise up and they go to various places and they build churches, 200, 500, I feel, Lord, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. Am I talking to anybody here? Who is hearing me today? That is the vision of this ministry. It's not to have one big gigantic church, but you have many seats all over the world. All over. May it become one of the mighty seats of this ministry in Jesus' name. God will use you. I said, God will use you. I said, God will use you. I said, God will use you. Are you still here? Am I preaching to anybody here? What a word. What a word. Hallelujah. The devil is after your seed. If I can take your seed, if I can take your seed and attack you and destroy your seed, I would have succeeded. I'm telling you. You see, that is why the Bible says that when Jesus was born, you know what happened? Bible says that Herod was looking for the baby Jesus. If I can find him, I can find that baby Jesus, and I can kill him at a tender age. He'll be finished. He attacked the baby Jesus, looking for him, but the angel appeared to Joseph and said, "Take that little child, take him to Egypt, and go and hide him, because there's a wicked man who is after your seed." After your seed. Later on, the Bible says the angel came to Joseph and said, "Joseph, those who seek the child's life are dead. May God destroy everyone that seeks after your seed in Jesus' name." Shout amen, somebody. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. The devil is a wicked devil. I said, it's a wicked, look at the scripture. Sit down, let me show you one more scripture. I said, you know, I want to teach you something. Are you learning something tonight? Look at Proverbs chapter 6. Find it. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs chapter 6. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now look at, go down to verse number 26. 26. What does it say? Can you read it? Let's all read together. Ready, go. Can I have some water? Okay, let's read. Let's start reading again. Read again. Ready, go. "For by means of a whorish woman, you see, by the means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for what?" I did not hear you for what? The adulteress, the wicked one, she's a hunter looking for the precious light. When you say life is precious, it's a costly life. Somebody who is destined for greatness. Sometimes what happens is that on your way to greatness, you meet people who cross your path, hunting for that precious life. Hunting for that precious life. If I can get him, if I can detract him, if I can sidetrack him, if I can push him on the side, he'll no more become precious. Because the seed is supposed to be great. So the adulteress, the wicked one, the evil one, he's hunting, not for anything else. You see, when you see a hunter in the forest, he's not looking for lizard. He's not looking for cockroach. He's looking for some voluptuous animal. And you know what I'm saying? Oil is inside. That's the one I'm looking for. And the wicked one is hunting. Because he knows that this one standing here, if only he will grow and become, you see, thousands of people are going to come out of his loins. Beggar can come out of him. So the hunter is not looking for this one. Who can I get? Who? I'm looking for the precious one. I'm not looking for a cockroach. I'm looking for the precious one. Precious one. If I can get him and knock him down, his whole generation is gone. I'm preaching. I've been a pastor for many years. Chief, just bring the water. Why are you carrying tray as if you're a lady? Just open it for me, okay? Right. Am I preaching to anybody here? Young students, are you hearing what I'm saying? Look at you guys. Listen to me carefully. There's a hunter looking for you. If he can get you at a certain time, if I can knock you out, sometimes a woman, sometimes a man, can be anything. It can be anything. I'm preaching. A young man wants to enter ministry, has a bright future ahead of you. God wants to use you, and a hunter will appear. A hunter with a breast and a chin. Please, pastor, can I serve you tea and breast? Not tea and bread, tea and breast. What a shock. I don't know why you're quiet. I'm preaching. There's a hunter. I said there's a hunter looking for a precious life. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? Young, when I saw the choristers singing, I said, young men singing for the Lord. I could see when the choir was singing, I saw light on their heads. Like light of fire on their heads. I told myself, there's greatness on every single one of them. But there's also a hunter who is looking. If I can get this lead singer, if I can get this boy sitting here, if I can knock him down there, all his future is gone. He will hunt for the word. Lift your hand and say, my life is precious. Some of you ladies, you should serve God. You see a man, you walk, stand by the roadside. The man in his fine BMW. Say, lady, why are you? Can I drop you? And when the man sits in the man's car, the man's hand turns the gear and rubbing your thighs. You are a precious woman. You are a precious woman. Don't let any hunter destroy you. The place is quiet. You're getting quiet. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. They are hunters. Hunters are looking for precious life. You are precious life. You are precious life. Am I talking to anybody here? Precious life. By their hunters. Hunting. He will hunt. Hunt. I'm not looking for lizard. You are not a lizard. You are not a cockroach. I'm looking for the voluptuous one. That young girl who is about to enter university, who is about to join first love, who is about to become a shepherd, that brother who is full of zeal, serving God, there's a hunter looking around. Can I get him? Can I get her? Can I get him? Can I get her? There's a hunter. I said there's a hunter. There's a hunter. There's a hunter. I'm preaching. I pray for you that you escape every arrow of every hunter. You escape every spear of every hunter. May God give you the agility of David, who was able to dodge the sword of Saul. When the hunter took the sword, may God give you the grace to dodge and escape and escape. And David said, I'm not going to stay in this palace. I'm too young to die. So we must say, I'm not going to stay in this relationship. I'm not going to stay around this man. I'm going to stay around this woman. I'm too young to die. I'm too precious to die like a fool. Can I show one more scripture? Holy Spirit just dropped this word in my heart. Listen. Koramashiki Bahataya. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Ooh. Ooh. Look at this scripture that will shock you. Some of you may have never seen it before. Yes. But I'm showing you. Look at it. 2 Samuel. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit just dropped on this scripture into my spirit. Thank you, Lord. You see, how many of you have heard the name Joab before? Can I see your hand? Joab. How many of you know who Joab was? Joab was the captain of Saul's, of David's army. He was the army captain, leading David's army into battle. Now look at it. Now who has heard the name Abner? Abner before. Abner was the captain of Saul's army. And so when Saul died and Jonathan died, Abner decided to come to David and come and make peace with David, because David and Abner were, David and Saul were like enemies. But now Saul is dead, so Abner said, I'm going to come and join David in the fight. So when he came, they were having parties and all that, and Abner came and, like they say, he smoked peace pipe with David. Let's make peace. And they made peace. Now Joab was not there when Abner came. And when Joab came, he got a message that David had made peace with Abner. Meanwhile, some years ago, Abner had killed Joab's brother in the battle because they were enemies. So when Joab came and heard that there was peace, he was not content. He decided that I'm going to revenge. So he called Abner. He said, Abner, let's go. And so he put his hand around Abner's neck. Can anybody come like Abner? Right. This is just an example. And they were walking. And as they were walking in, he gave him some drink to drink. And this guy was drunk and all that. And then he pierced him with a sword. And Abner died. Now, you know something? When Abner died and the messenger told David, David cried. He cried. But the verse I want you to look at is this verse. Look at this one. Help me, Jesus. Verse 33. Everybody look at it. Don't fall asleep. Look at it. He said, this is 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 33. 2 Samuel, he said that, and the king lamented over Abner and said, died Abner as a fool dies? In other words, why did Abner die like a fool? Look at what the king went on to say. He said, thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put into fetters. As a man falleth before a wicked man, so fellest thou. And all the people wept again over him. Have you seen it? He said, should Abner have died like a fool? The king lamented. Your hands were not bound. Your feet were not tied. You are murdered, the victim of wicked plots. Church, what am I saying? Why should Abner die like a fool dies? Why should you destroy your ministry? like a fool destroys his ministry. Why? Somebody with a future. What? Somebody with great. I'm telling you something. Some of you were sitting here. Your future is so great. Don't die like a fool. I said, don't die like a fool. Young lady, don't tell me that, hey, Bishop, it's not me, it's a man. Your feet are not bound. Why don't you run away? Your hands are not in fetters. Don't tell me, I don't know what happened. Young man, don't tell me. Don't tell me that nonsense. Why should Abner die like a fool? Why should you die like a fool? Your hands were not bound. Your feet were not in fetters. But the precious, you are precious. Can you see how Abner would have, he was a great leader. He was a great army general. But he died like a fool because he walked with his enemy. He walked with his enemy. Some of you must change your association. Otherwise, you may die like a fool dies. Some of you sitting here, without a phone call, without a WhatsApp, you will not come to church. I'm telling you. Some of you young men, you are watching pornography. Why should you die like a fool? So, Bishop, it's not me, it's my eyes. Your hands are not bound. Your feet are not infected. Why should you die like a fool? I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you still here? How old are you, my sister? 26. Your feet are not in fetters. Your hands are not bound. So I didn't come to church because, Bishop, hey! Your feet are not bound. Your hands are not in fetters. Am I preaching? How old are you, young lady? 18. I gave my life to Christ when I was 13 years old. And I've served God all these years. The enemy has tried so many to knock me down. But my hands are not bound. My feet are not in fetters. I'm not going to stay where I don't want to stay. Did you hear what I'm saying? I'm not going to stay where I don't want to stay. If I don't want here, I'll leave. I'll leave. I'm preaching. Why should Abner die like a fool? Oh, yes. If only you can. If only I can look into your future. If only God will open your eyes. You'll see how your life will be in 10 years. In 5 years. But today you can't see it. That is why you have the friends you have. That's why you watch the things you watch. That's why you come to church when you want to come. You don't come when you have to. You are behaving like Abner. Why should Abner die like a fool dies? I'm preaching. I love God. Look at that scripture again. Your feet, the next verse, verse 34. Thy hands were not bound. Edward, let me see your hand. Are your hands bound? Are you in chains? So why do you say that, Bishop, is not? So if you are sitting with a girl and your hands are going under her skirts, hey, your hands are not infected, not bound. Take your hands away. Bishop, I don't know what happened. What do you mean? I don't know what happened. Let me see your hand. Say, are your hands bound? Are your hands bound? So where is your hand going where you don't want it to go to? I'm preaching. Your hands were not bound. Nor thy feet put into fetters. Fetters are chains. Chains. You are not chained. You are not chained. Many of the problems that we have, we want it. I'm telling you. Look, for more than 40 years, I've been to church. I've missed Sunday service only 4 times. It used to be 3 and became 4 not long ago. 4 times. One, I had Apollo. Another one, I broke my leg. Another one, I was traveling and I missed my flight. So I went to, and then I think the fourth one, I had chicken pox. For 40 years, I've missed Sunday service only 4 times. Because my hands are not bound. My feet are not in fetters. I will go to church. Nothing will stop me from going to church. My hands are not bound. I can't say I don't have money, so I'll not go to church. I can't say I don't have it, so I'll not go to church. This gentleman, where is he? Come. He was telling me when we're coming. This Bible student was telling me that he used to, where he used to live, couldn't say, He used to walk. He has walked from Kuti, you know Kutise, on the way to Accra. He has walked from Kutise to the Kodesh and come, because I don't have money, but I'm going for all night. I will go. My hands are not bound. My feet are not infected. So if you say, I don't have money, that's why I didn't come to church. I don't, my car is broken. That's why I didn't, your car is broken down. Sit in church, try and come. Your hands are not bound. Your feet are not infected. I'm preaching. So if you don't come to church, so because it rained. It rained, and so what? Are you salt? Will you matter and walk through the rain? My hands are not bound. My feet are not infected. I will not be where I don't want to be. I will always be where I want to be. Give the Lord a shout and a clap. That is why David said, why should Abner die as a fool dies? There's a way a righteous man dies, and there's a way a fool dies. That is why Balaam said, let me die the death of the righteous. There's a way a righteous man dies, and there's a way a fool dies. David said, Abner, you have died like a fool. You have died like a fool. You shouldn't have died. You should not have died. You should not have died. You allowed yourself. You allowed yourself. You could have run away. The enemy is hunting for you. Precious life. Precious life. You're supposed to be a mighty seed. But sometimes, one day I saw one who was supposed to be a pastor. Somebody almost born to be a pastor. Somebody who used to lead worship powerfully in church. I mean, the guys, when he started to lead worship, the power is so strong. I was preaching at a crusade once. When I finished, I looked behind. The gentleman has appeared, because we have not seen him in church for about 2 years. He came to crusade ground drunk, totally drunk. Totally drunk. Who used to lead worship in Lighthouse Chapel International? He was totally drunk, sleeping in gutters. Why should you die as a fool dies? When you were supposed to be a precious life, precious seed, with great future. Nobody here will die like Abner. Say, I will not die like a fool. Am I talking to anybody here? May you die the death of the righteous. Oh, you die serving God. You die preaching. When Jesus comes, I'll be preaching my final message. When he comes and I'm still here, I'll be casting out devils. I'll be reading my Bible. I will die the death of the righteous. I will not die as a fool dies. Why should Abner die? Why should Abner die? Why should Abner die as a fool dies? Look at your future. Look at what is ahead of you. Look at where God is taking you. But the hunter is looking. The hunter is looking. If they can destroy, if the devil has gotten this man, this church will not be here. We will not have built what you have built today. Even with that man, we will not be able to build it. But he decided to stay for God. I will not die like a fool. When he was coming to ministry, they made fun of him. He said, I know what I'm doing. Today he's a bishop, because he didn't want to die like a fool. He wants to die the death of God forbid. If Bishop Yali dies tomorrow, next year, he's not die tomorrow at all, he's not die now. But if he passes away, he's going up as a bishop. He's not going down as a drunkard. He's going up as a bishop. That's the death of the righteous. Not the death of the righteous. That's the death of the righteous. Not the death of a fool. I'm preaching. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying tonight? Are you here? Students, are you what I'm saying? Are you what I'm saying? Why should you die like a fool dies? I said, you have been with me for so many years. You've been for 2-3 years. When I see you, God forbid, you are no more in ministry. You have now become something else altogether. I said, my God, what has come of him? What has come of him? You have been in this church, you have been in ministry, you have been under this mighty man, this great man of God. You have been in your church in seven. Now, when you see the pastor, you are dodging. There are people who should have been in the choir, who should have been singing. No more singing. Do you know that the one who is leading the song, singing here, was not the first singer in this church? Others have come here. they've gone and somebody has taken their place. I'm telling you. I'm preaching. May nobody take your place in Jesus' name. May you die the death of the righteous. You bear much fruit. 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 Am I talking to anybody here? My God. What a word. What a word. Jacob died as an old man. He struggled through his life. He struggled through his life. He went through difficulties. He had challenges and difficulties. But by the time he was an old man, he had a staff in his hand. A staff and a blessing in his mouth. That's why he died. When he was dying, he didn't die as an unbeliever. He may have his challenges. His brother fought. They had issues. He had issues with his uncle. Issues in his marriage. But no matter the challenge he had, he still had his blessing. He still had his staff. I'm leaning on God. I'm a blessing. When he was about to die, he said, call my sons. I want to bless them. As an old man, he still had the blessing of God in his mouth. Saying to everybody here, you are a seed and a precious seed. Hallelujah. Some of you hearing me today, you are going through a challenge and a difficulty. Some of you are at the midway. You don't know. Sometimes it's a job that is taking you away from God. Not every job is from God. I've said something. Are you there? I'm telling you something. Karosh kibahatose. Zimakota kabahatasa. Are you still here? The hunter is looking for the precious seed. When the sower went out to sow, every seed was good. But where the seed fell, birds came to pick up the seed. And the seed never heard about this seed anymore. They're good seeds, precious seeds. But when they fell by the wayside, birds came and picked them up and swallowed them. We never heard of those seeds anymore. Never. Never did we hear about those seeds again. Some of the seeds, they fell among thorns. Thorns. The preaching was powerful. They were growing. They went to New Believer School. They were coming for prayer, all night prayer meetings. But when the difficulties and the issues of life came, they choked the word. They were not coming to church anymore. They were not coming anymore. And so the seeds were good seeds, but they fell among thorns. Some of the seeds, good seeds, they fell on stony ground. So they didn't have roots. They came to the front and danced. After the dancing, we never saw them again. At a point, we couldn't see those who were starting to preach, bishop preach. They were no more coming to church because the good seed fell on hard ground. But bless God, some of the seeds fell on good soil. They brought forth 30, 60, and 100. You shall bring forth great fruits. Stand to your feet, everybody. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, go ahead and clap your hand. Are you here today? I said, are you here today? You are a precious seed. Say, I'm a precious seed. Say it like your voice is yours. Say, I'm a precious seed. Oh, I came to tell you that the devil is a liar. He can never destroy your calling. He can never destroy the grace of God on your life. He can never destroy the anointing that God has placed on your life. From today, you're living here with the anointing of God. This convention is a convention that God is going to make you skillful. God is going to make you powerful. God is going to anoint you with fresh anointing. Where you failed, you will never fail again. Say, I will never fail again. Say it one more time. One more time. Say, I will never fail again. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Say, I will not die like Abner. Say, I will not die like a fool. Say, I will not die like a fool. I tell you something. One day, I was preaching I used to, when our church in Switzerland, one of the churches in Switzerland started, I went to be with the church for close to 5 months. That's the longest time I've been out of Ghana. About 5 months. Preaching Sunday after Sunday, Sunday after Sunday. Listen to what I'm saying very carefully as we close. As I preached, there were two girls in the choir. Two beautiful girls, they were twins. They were in the choir. And as they were in the choir, like this beautiful choir singing, they used to sing on the stage. But that particular day, just a few weeks before I came to Ghana, as I was preaching and preaching and preaching, and at the point I finished preaching, I said, let's take a special offering. I want us to buy new set of instruments for the church. New church that you have started. From that day, those girls, twins, they never came to church again. I didn't know what happened. I remember exactly the day they stopped coming. Adeb, is that you? I didn't see you. Wow. Are you still here? Now, when they didn't come to church again, I went to their home. Look, when it comes to pastoring, by the grace of God, I know how to pastor. I love pastoring by the grace of God. Amen. And I visited them. I really cared for and I loved those two beautiful young girls, about 23, 24. Pretty girls. They came from wealthy home. They came from very rich home. Now, I can always remember when they wouldn't come and I visited them. Because of me, they changed their phone numbers. Because they didn't want anybody to reach them, especially Pastor Ietisaki. No, they didn't want me to reach them. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. I didn't know what had happened. So I came back to Ghana. After a year, I went back to this city, preached at the convention. I came back to Ghana after a week. I went again. Every year, I go and preach, and I have conventions in that church. About the sixth or seventh year, I'd gone again preaching, and I preached at the convention the first day, and I preached powerful like I always do. I preached. Are you there? When I finished preaching, and I did everything, and I was standing on the stage with friends I have not met for a year, and they came, Reverend Saki, and we're talking and chatting and talking, and they're so happy hugging them, and I'm drinking my Coca-Cola, and we're all so happy in the church. When I saw a lady coming from the back, holding the hand of a little boy, and carrying another baby in the hand. She walked all the way to me. And when she got to where the sister was, she was just smiling. And you know, the way she was smiling, she assumed that I know her. So I also smiled back. And when she got close, she said, "You don't remember me?" I said, "I don't. To be honest, I don't." Then she mentioned a name. I said, "Yes, who are you?" And she said, "I am one of the twins. One of the twins who was in the choir. I tell you, the Coca-Cola I was holding in my hands almost dropped." I said, "What? I've not seen her for 6 to 7 years. I've not seen her the day they walked away from church. But when I looked at her, at this time, she would be around 30 years old. But when I looked at her face, the wrinkles, and she looked at somebody who was about 85 years old. Her skin had emaciated. Her body, everything looked so, she looked so emaciated. I mean, when I looked, I said, "My, where have you been? Where have you been?" And then she began to talk to me. And when she began, she started crying. She said, "Do you remember that day when you were preaching and you said, 'Let's raise money'? Somebody sitting behind whispered into our ears and said, 'These guys are only after our money.'" And she said, "When we heard that voice, we told my sister and I told ourselves, we'll never come to this church again." I didn't know what had happened. Be careful of people who whisper into your ears. Be careful. Now listen. When she was telling me that thing on that day, Friday evening, when she said we walked away, and she asked her, "Where have you been all these years?" He said, Bishop, you don't like to know where I've been to. He said, since I left the church, I walked away. I have 3 children. 2 of them, I don't know their fathers. He said, I can't count the number of men who have used my body and slept with me. I can't count. She used to sing in the choir with her sister, serving and lifting her hands and worshiping. But she walked away. Why should Abner die like a fool? She walked away. She said, I can't tell you where I have been. My body has been used and abused so often. 2 of my children, I don't know their fathers. And so, as she told him, I felt so sad, I also began to cry. And she said, I can't account for the 6 years. I can't account. She said, some of the ladies who were in the church with me, they are calling them lady pastors. And look at the rest of, look at what is left of me. Look at what is left of me as I stand here. And as I looked at her, and I looked at her body, I began to cry. And I asked her, where is your sister? He said, Pastor, I won't tell you. I said, tell me. I won't say. He said, my sister is now on drugs. She's cocaine and all these drugs. And she does not sleep at home. She's sleeping in the streets. 2 girls who come from wealthy homes. God bless girls, as it were. Once upon a time, they were serving God. Once upon a time, they were in the choir singing for the Lord. Today, she was sleeping in the streets. I said, we are going to look for her. We will go and look for her. It was getting close to midnight. So, we went. Somebody drove us in a car. We drove on the streets of Switzerland to that corner, to that place. Help me, Jesus. When we got to the place where all the drug users gather and sleep in the night, in a cold floor, a hall bigger than this, that had been provided for by the government. And people were sleeping on the floor, covered themselves with blankets. I said, where is your sister? She said, Bishop, she will be among one of those sleeping on the floor here around midnight in the cold weather of Europe, sleeping on the floor with her blankets. We looked. We pulled up. Help me, Jesus. This blanket is not my sister. We pull up this one. It's not my sister. We pulled up. And then we pulled up one. When we looked, it was her sister. She said, wake up. She got up in her eyes. She said, Pastor Saki is here. That pastor that you like so much, he's here. That pastor. He's here. He wants to see you. And when he looked at me in the night, he lay on the floor looking at me. And I called her name. I said, look at me. It's me. She opened her eyes and looked right into my eyes. And I said, get up and let's go home. He said, I'm not going anywhere. She said, leave me alone. If you don't leave me alone, I'll cause trouble right here. And she threw up a flame put on us. Leave me and let me sleep here. This is where I want to be. And as we knelt down, at this time I was crying, her sister was crying, and the brother who was driving us was also crying. As we knelt by this lady who used to sing in the choir, who used to serve God, who used to come to church, who used to sit in the congregation, as we knelt around her on the floor looking at her, heart broke. She said, leave me. She began to shout. We left her there. We went back, sat in the car. From the time we sat in the car until I got to where I was staying, nobody said one word. We were all quiet and we're just crying so hard, because you look at this precious life, but look at what she had become. Look at the old, it shall become a piece of rag, a piece of rag lying on the floor. Only because of the association. Because of the people who whispered in somebody who whispered into her ears. Look at her there. We got back home. We dropped the lady. I couldn't even say bye-bye to her because I was crying and she was crying. She looked at herself, she looked at her sister, and she looked at 6 years of missing link. She could not account for how her life has been for the past 6 years. Can I tell you something? If you're standing here today, if you're in this church today, God's grace has found you. Favor has found you. May you never walk away like Abner walked away. If Abner has stayed with David, there's no way Joab would have been able to kill him. But he moved away from David. He moved away from his source of blessing and protection. And Joab was able to kill him. Well, I tell you something. Friends, I came because of you. You are precious. I say you are precious. God wants you to become a mighty seed. You will be a mighty seed. The enemy cannot pull you away from your place of blessing. Lift your two hands and begin to pray right now. Then begin to pray right now. Nobody should walk out of here. Lift your two hands up, lift your two hands up high. Lift your hands up and pray. Pray tonight. Korama kasuto. Your seed shall be mighty. Your seed shall be mighty. Your seed shall be mighty. The seed shall be mighty. The seed of the righteous shall be mighty. Korama kusibata. Deliver us from anything. Anything that will take away our greatness. Anything that will dwindle you. Anything that will make you famish. Anything that will destroy your life. Lift your hands and pray. Karamo simbandaria. Kabababababandoroloboshi. Vika baba baba bandari boshi.
Rada baba kaba haswanta la baba.
Kaba toka basa.
Tenemi haswatai. Makuanda baba haswan tenemi hasatai. Rinosu abaka uwa satabai. Rimomomo kaba hala satai. Rita tata swan tenemi katua saya. Rinama swan tenemi neme neme yata. Kamene mene mi aswan telebebe. Rinosu anda baba kuandese. Rata baba baba kunda baba swante. Ritu aswata baba huwa sata. Rata baba kuanda baba saya. Niswan tiri mene mi aswanta. Halelele suai ka uanda sai. Rinusi anda baba kuandese. Ritu antala baba swan telebebe. Rata kaba baba ha. Liman tala baba swan telebebe sa. Lika tuwa te. Ridishi anda baba tuwa da. Tuwa. Le pelusi ande. Krinisu anda baba huwa sate. Ritele Zitaluasa, ya manda bakua sata, makuandi ni mikuse, meteluasa telemenusa, riniga suatese, kanimani mani mani mamosa, kadia suatesa tuasa ya, riba baba bakunde lebebe, rita suanta la baba, kanima mama suante lebebesa, italuasa tatuante lebe, kanima mama suanta, ha kapahua sune, tini anto basuta, kadia suata la baba, rima mama suante lebebeka. He can't turn me and turn me. Su and the Bahatua say, Tunima Taswante, Ridish and the Bahai, Caninanes and the Nua Sata, Kurimi and Turimica, Kana Kasuni and Tase, Itele,
Rafa,
Riban Talabala Swanta,
Itan
Talabala Swanta,
Itan
Talabala Swanta, Itan Talabala Swanta, Itan Talabala Swanta, Itan Talabala Kaswante, Kanimani Mamasa, Kanimani Mamasa, Kanimani Mamasa, Ah, Kabahaswante, it's a Tuala Taya, Tanda Bakuse, Tanda Bakuaswate, Itan Telemini Miata, Ah, Kabahaswa, Ilele, Tunda Baituse, Ratakatuni Mataisa, Ah, the Tuandaba, Rinale Teswanda, Guribe Antalabi,
everybody pray. There's anointing in this room. Pray to me.
Ilen telebe. Rian tuni mi antuni mika. Riman telema na maniata. Riman chana mane maniata. Riete la suantai. Rimomo suantai ba. Rata katuan sete. Tete luata. Kani mene miata. Kani mene miata. Ridosi andabai. Rimomo saya. Rata baba. Riban telema ba. Riban telema ba. Rian
Lift your two hands up to the Lord. In Siritam, in Siro, in Yeribwa, Mako, Mesimidan, Wabo,
San, O, Namini, Jesus. Bets na
Meshimida
Ombo Tanso Matso Mimbo
Name Shinye
Namini Jesus Bets na Meshimida
One more time, come on, sing it.
Meshimidan, one more time, so.
Meshimidan,
na meshinuye, na meni.
Come on.
Jesus bet na.
Lift your two hands and sing it to the Lord. Mesurita, Mesuro, Eyaribwa, Mako,
Matu, Mesimina, Wambo.
And sing it.
Minsuro, Eyaribo, Mako, Betu, Mesimina, Wabo, Tanso, Namini,
rest your two hands on your head. Alright, it's too late. Yeah, place your two hands on your head. Korama kasuba taribo shiki bahatosi. Father, tonight, every door of falling away, I close it. Any door the enemy has opened in anyone's life, I close that door. I close that door now. I close that door now. I close that door now. Nobody who has heard my voice today will miss their calling. You will not miss your calling from tonight. You will not miss your way from tonight. You will not miss God's direction for your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May God show you the way. May God show you the way. May God direct your path. May God direct your path. May you see victory. One victory after the other. One victory after the other. One victory after the other. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. With the blessing of the Lord. May God show himself strong on your behalf. In Jesus' name. May you become a mighty seed. May you become a mighty seed. May you become a mighty seed. May you not perish. May you not famish. May you not languish. In the name of Jesus. May you not wither. But may you flourish. May you flourish. I speak a flourishing anointing on your life. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bless you tonight. I bless you tonight. May you experience God's power. Experience God's goodness. Experience the grace of God. Experience divine favor. May God direct every step you take. In Jesus' name. May God give you good associations. May God give you good relationships. In the name of Jesus. Every evil association. Every evil relationship. I sever it now. I separate you now. I separate you now. From that evil relationship. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bless you. 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 In the name of Jesus. May your seed be found in many waters. May you not be found in deserts. May you not be found in dry places. May you be found in many waters. A place where you flourish. A place where you will excel. In Jesus' name. I speak a grace of excellence on your life. The grace of flourishing on your life. In the name of Jesus. Any area of your life where you are famishing. Any area of your life where you are languishing. Any area of your life where you are withering. Today I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. I pray that your people shall walk where you want them to walk. I pray that your people shall experience your goodness in their lives. May today mark a day of a new beginning. Of a new beginning. Everything your hand is into, may it flourish from today. May it see increase from today. Your ministry, your church, your calling, your business, your finances, your marriage. I speak flourishing into that situation. I bless you. 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 With the blessing of the Lord. Lord, I thank you for tonight and for what you have done. I pray your people will experience your grace and your power like never before. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Nobody will die like Abner. You will not die like a fool. For all the things you have heard, for all the teachings you know, for all the prayer you have prayed over your life, you will never die like a fool. You will never die as a fool dies.
In the name of Jesus, you will never destroy your calling. You will never destroy your ministry. You will never destroy the grace of God on your life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I bless you. I give you all the glory for tonight and for your people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a clap and a shout. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I hear the word extension. God has extended your life, extended your ministry, extended the grace that is on your life. You are going to do more for God. You are going to accomplish great things in your lifetime. I hear the word extension. I hear the word extension. I hear the word extension. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. May you walk out as a blessed person, as a favored person. Thank you, Father, for your kindness and for your blessing. In Jesus' name, everybody shouted amen. Amen. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout. Come on. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You know something? I want you to move out of your chair, hug seven people and tell them, you are a mighty seed. You are a mighty seed. Hug them and tell you are a mighty seven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you had seven people? Add five. Make it 12. Add five. Five new ones. One more time. Yeah.
On anybody. Friday night, I'm going to pray for every single person. Can I have an amen? Everybody that shall come here on Friday night, I'm going to particularly pour an impartation into your life. Can I have an amen? So that is very important. But tonight, I just came to teach you the word. Hallelujah. I came to tell you that you are a mighty seed. I said, I came to tell you you are a mighty seed. Say, I am a mighty seed. Do your hand. I am a mighty seed. Do you believe it? The devil can never destroy your life. He can never mess up your future. Amen. The hunter will never get you. You are going to have the skill and agility of David. Do you understand? When Saul threw the arrow, Saul's intention, the spear, Saul's intention was to nail David to the wall, but David knew how to dodge. May you have the anointing to dodge every arrow of accusation, every arrow of evil, every arrow of the devil. May you have the ability to dodge it in Jesus' name. Am I talking to anybody here? From that day, David said, this job, I've left it. I'm no more here. And you know, one of the beautiful things is that Saul pursued David in the wilderness for a long time. And Saul was tired and he slept. God will make those who pursue you fall asleep. Do you believe it? Your enemies will fall asleep.